Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Listen, can I just use the radio station for a minute? And then we can find something else to do.
It is a Slacker Show. Sure.
Okay. All right. Do we need to have a therapy session first?
I want to make something clear. Not there. That is not quote-unquote princess.
The number of texts we get on the daily basis confusing you two.
Yeah.
But no matter what. Okay.
The last one was my favorite.
No,
yeah, they're mad.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What did you want to say?
No, this is the thing. No matter what happens, if Aaron does something positive, they go, God, I love you, Aaron. If Erica does something positive, they go, God, I love you, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
If Aaron does something negative, they're like, see, get rid of that dumb bee, Erica.
I think it was literally, Slacker, you need to get rid of her.
When Aaron cried.
They said it was very unprofessional,
yes.
Erica.
And then as soon as she types back to the texter, by the way, it was me, they're like, oh, no problem.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
That's what we call a bias.
Yes.
Yeah.
Self-confirming bias.
Mm-hmm.
Can I explain a little something that I shouldn't explain? I'm not going to get all the way down in the weeds on this, but there have been some battles inside this radio station over the years.
Okay.
Battles between people who work here.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I don't get involved in that crap. I don't.
Okay.
I don't do anything. I don't. Other people on this show do.
Uh-oh.
So anytime somebody, and I'm just going to pick a random name out of the hat. I don't know, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron will do something. And then the next day I get called in. Well, Slacker did this, this, and this. And I'm like, I didn't do a single one of those things. But no one can believe the little cherub over there is Satan's spawn. She's not the worst.
No.
What are you talking about? You know how many times I got in trouble for stuff you did in this room?
It wasn't just me. It was someone else who is no longer here.
Yeah, but like mostly you.
But it was... It was fine things. Like I threw away trash.
Aaron, how dare you?
Exactly.
I know, but then they... Some people... publicly said I was a piece of hell.
Yeah.
And I've
Different
never
word,
gotten a chance to defend myself. I just want everybody to know. If anything goes wrong in this room, it's probably Aaron. So stop blaming Erica. It's Aaron.
Or honestly, I'll take it so Slacker doesn't feel so bad.
Okay. So here's why I'm using the radio station. Oh, my God.
Oh, it wasn't that?
Got it.
Okay. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about, if people are allowed to answer my question.
Okay.
But I believe that I want to explore every speakeasy in this town.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I have decided it's my new mission. But what I want to know is, are you guys allowed to say? Like, if I just Google speakeasies and those come up, yay. But I want the ones that don't come up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I feel like you can say, as long as you're not like posting about them on like a public space. So if they texted us and told just the four of us, Isn't that how speakeasies work?
Kind of.
It's all word of mouth.
Yeah.
Which really means probably posting isn't that bad, but I mean,
maybe we do a post, but like, I just want, the first one I ever went to is the one under the Halcyon.
Which I haven't been to that one yet.
I still have the card. I can send it to you if that's okay.
You need a card?
Well, no, it's a card with just like a weird little symbol on it and a phone number. It's all in gold leaf. I think that one's called B and CG or something.
Are we supposed to be talking about this?
I don't know. Well, you can't get it. Like, you have to know this phone number. Like, it's so, like, you go around to a back alley and there's like a doorbell and it looks like you would just ring that if you're doing a delivery or something.
Mm. Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I've been taught in my life, don't go around to back alleys and ring random doorbells. So
I'm going to tell you, this is so worth it, because then they walk you through like the bowels of the hotel, like you're in where the laundry's being done or whatever. You go down this weird staircase and then you're in this tiny little room and they make, it's unbelievable.
And if you get the wrong doorbell.
No, a human trafficking to Epstein Island. I mean, it's like, it's not. And well, then another one I went to in Arvada, like you go to this liquor store and the liquor store is just kind of it's a dump. You're like, what? And you go to the back wall and you like push a shelf in and you're in.
Oh, oh my gosh.
It's so fun, you guys.
I've been to the ice cream one and then I've been Milk Market.
There's one in Milk Market?
I've heard about Milk Market.
Yeah, there's one in there. I don't know if I can say the name and I don't want to get in trouble. It's very obvious. It's not a great...
Oh, it's obvious.
Yeah.
I've been to Milk Market so many times. I've never
noticed. That's what I'm saying. Like,
not in Milk Market. Okay. You know that strip that you're outside, there's the lights, whatever.
Yeah.
There. It's somewhere there.
Does it have something, is the name of something to do with a flower?
Yes.
That comes up on Google sometimes.
Exactly.
So I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah, it's not.
Do you think they all are on Google? Or will we get someone?
No, I think we'll get some actual hidden ones.
Yeah.
And are there like hundreds of them, do you think?
There are.
How do they stay in business if no one knows about them?
I'm telling you, the one in Arvada that you go through the liquor store, when you get down there, it's cute. And it's like, they're making incredible drinks.
And that one is on Google.
Yeah.
The Arvada one? In the liquor store?
Sorry, the other one. The Halcyon one. Yeah.
BCG or whatever.
Is the one in Arvada have to do with... you don't remember the name of it?
I don't remember the name.
Okay, I don't want to say it.
But here's the weird thing. When I got there, the liquor store was closed. So then you're just like standing outside of a liquor store and you're like, oh, never mind. And then I started to walk away and somebody else went and rattled the door and somebody opened the door and they're like, what do you need? And they're like, can I just come in? They're like, yeah. And then you go...
Oh,
but it's also a working liquor store?
Sometimes. It's okay. So if you know of one, have you ever been in Hack?
I have not been to, I've been to one speakeasy in Iowa before. And my friend owns it. So it was different experience.
If you're allowed to say, will you please text in the best speakeasies in town to 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.